Who Am I? Part 3. Howdy, howdy, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Who Am I? As your host, Random Nerd, on the Critical Thinking Nerd podcast. If you listen to my previous podcast series, as before, I convey my sincere gratitude for your listening ear. The last series is a hard one for anyone who's experienced some form of loss, myself included. Continuing on, since the last Who Am I episode, I've had some self-reflection of my own from my past and have had to rethink and heal from those hard moments I've gone through. Something I want my listeners to know about me: blood makes you related, loyalty makes you family. I've recently gone through some hardships in relation to family matters. Not necessarily directly what I've shared previously, but external factors have weighed on my views of what family really means. While my podcast is controversial, I'm not just aiming to build a community of critical thinkers, but also to build a family that shares similar values and principles of loyalty and trust, and allowing ourselves to rely on each other. If you're open, not just listening to my podcast, but to letting me be family to you, I am asking for brothers and sisters to join me in this journey. Not just to think critically, but to build a community of family values and rebuilding strong family relationships with each other. Our communities are hurting. We as a society is hurting. I'm reaching out to anyone who needs a shoulder to cry on, who needs a hug, and I offer a moment of silence of comfort. Continuing on, you have my listening ear. Share in the comments of your own hardships. I have started a Beacons account similar to Patreon, but an alternative, and will share the link in the description. As I've shared in previous episodes, I will be building this podcast into something more, and I will be adding digital content that shows more of how I think and a visual of how I see myself. If you like the content I share with you, please consider subscribing to my Patreon to help this podcast grow and build a community of critical thinkers together. I also ask of you to share my podcast with anyone whom might be interested to listen on my in-depth research on these topics. It's by word-of-mouth referrals from you that help this podcast grow. I want to be very clear with anyone who demands to know what quote-unquote side I side with. I don't side with any side. As shared in part one, I am my own self. If you have listened to my previous podcast series, you'll know I research both sides. Yes, I have some biases, but only from what I research and only based on morals and values of being a human being. As I keep sharing, I seek truth, transparency, and fairness. From those three principles, I think critically on these topics, I research and form conclusions on possible solutions we as a society can work together and rebuild a community that can rely on each other. I hope this podcast brings new and different perspectives to you as my listener. And as I continue to share these difficult topics, my hope is to bring awareness of how much division has been caused by those in quote-unquote authoritative power, and to hopefully allow my listeners to think critically and willingly to work together to rebuild a better society. This next series will dive into history and how we as a society look at each other and determine our values as human beings. With that, I bid you farewell and hope you'll continue to join me on this journey to learn and think critically on these topics that affect our daily lives. If you found this episode meaningful, please continue to listen to my next episode as I dive deeper and research further to share my knowledge with you. Thank you.